Hello and welcome to You Really Shouldn't Have, with me, James Warwick. The podcast where each week I sit down with a different guest as we discuss their career and unwrap a story on the worst gift they've ever been given. Joining me on this week's episode is celebrity skincare influencer, author, podcaster and actor Scott McGlynn. Scott dropped by to discuss his career and reveal all on the worst gift he's ever been given. So Scott, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to chat to you.
It's a pleasure, And, you know, so many strings to your bow. I'm hoping we manage to get to everything and touch on everything that you've done because you've had such a busy career and I was so worried I'm going to miss something out. But if we go right back to the beginning, and of course you grew up in Barry, which of course is famous in itself, thanks to another British comedy show. Sort of your journey, I guess, unfortunately started because of bullying. And that's something that I can relate to somewhat. I have a disability. So I suffered bullying myself at school. I mean, it wasn't terrible school. I mean, I look back on it now and I think actually it could have been a lot worse than it was. But was the acne and the skincare issues, was that something you suffered from quite an early age?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes. So that was something I happened, you know, like all of us do with teenagers, but I think mine was more severe than others at that stage in our lives.
In terms of putting yourself online, that must have been quite a big decision because I guess somebody that's been bullied for their physical appearance, that must be quite a big decision to then put yourself on such a public and open outlet such as social media and the internet.
Yeah, you know what, like I've always been into like skincare and that kind of stuff and looking after like myself in that way. And then you know, when Instagram started, I started like kind of going online, it was more fashion based, and then I just fell into more skincare. I think people just like hearing. I don't know if it was like from a guy's point of view and that's why, like, I'm not too sure, but it just went like stronger and people wanted more. And then, yeah, it just like literally took off that way. And then I was open about obviously my background because people really didn't know about it from a teenager point of view, you know, where how my skin is, but where it's coming from, you know, and what I suffered from. So when I opened up that, I think people was just more intrigued to see, like, who is this guy, you know?
and of course, you had the book as well out, which sort of showed that journey as well as your own journey with your sexuality as well. How did you find the process of putting that book together?
Some things are quite difficult because you're bringing up memories like for sure. From the past. But for me, like, I just thought the goal was just to kind of get it out there, help someone, anybody, you know, if that's people's been through it and, you know, kind of relate and, you know, and have a connection that way, or maybe someone's actually going through it, that, you know, It does get better, you know, and it's, you're just amazing, whoever you are, that kind of feel, nice, lighthearted book.
As a skincare influencer, Scott, what does a typical day look like for you?
Oh, gosh, right, okay. So I wake up to, like, probably about, like, 50,000 messages from my manager, number one. I was like, this and that, because it's so scheduled. My life pretty much is. So, you know, if it's one day I might be creating and the other day I could be editing, if not on the same day, and then I may be like an event the other day, and it's just like always like kind of ongoing like that. But yeah, it's hectic, you know, it's busy. But I wouldn't change it, you know. I work hard, I think, to get there, and now I've got all the kind of fun times with it now, and obviously I know what I'm doing and how to even edit, because I was even a learning curve myself, just learning how to edit. It took me a while to get that down, you know, and but it's pretty much hectic every day.
And in terms of the videos, how long does it take you to sort of plan a video out when you have an idea?
It's randomly, so random times. I always carry a notebook now because I always make notes, because sometimes an idea might pop in my head. Something might inspire me, like, I don't know, but I could be out and about, it could be just at the house, it could be, I could be busy doing something else and something else triggers it, you know, and I just click in and I just kind of plan it out and see if it works. If it don't work, you know, it doesn't work. It's literally a 7-day job. People don't know, I understand how busy it is and how kind of you got to keep going. I even fit it in your lifestyle, you know, even life itself. Like, people think that is your life. It's no, actually you have a real, you know, a real one.
Because I guess there's that constant expectation from your followers that you need to keep posting content, right? I mean, they want to see more stuff from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously they love what I recommend, because some things I recommend that I've just, you know, I've been using for a while, that a brand that maybe I never heard about, but I always try like products released 2 weeks to 4 weeks before sharing, you know, to make sure I get the feel of them and what I'm talking about, and people ask me questions and if they've got the answers to them.
I want to touch on the podcast as well, The Scott McGlynn Show, which is your podcast combining celebrity interviews and real life stories from people in the LGBTQ plus community. How did the idea for the show come about? And you've had some great people on there as well.
I know. Oh, thank you so much. Do you know what? It was pretty much straight from the book. I think I had great response. I did a little bit of a book tour. And then I just wanted to do something else. And like, you know, I used to interview like a couple of friends, you know, used to be on reality shows, like, but literally this was back in 2015. But it was like, obviously it was written. And then podcast was very big in America, not so much in the UK at that stage.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, well, why not like kind of combined, you know, kind of like coming out, career, chatty. So it's more real to people than written, I suppose. And yeah, and that's just what just came about it. And it just, I was quite surprised because I didn't record anything or had anything like solid for people to even listen to. And I had these people agreeing to come on before or even all of that. I think my first 8 episodes, I had my 8 guests ready, but they just signed up because I think they must have known a little bit about the book. Maybe, I'm not too sure. And they just said, yeah, let's go for it. So it was quite nice. I had that opportunity for them to agree to do it without them not knowing nothing about it in a way.
Oh, absolutely. That's incredible. And it's been incredibly successful. And that success has grown and grown. And you've had also on Instagram TV recently, your Celebrity Skin Talks, another fantastic piece from yourself with another great plethora of celebrity guests as well.
Oh, yeah, I know. And there was another idea again, because like, because I was like a Neutrogena ambassador for 2019. I was a whole with them. And then that just like grew my skin care kind of community in a way. And it just got me hungry to know more because I learned all about the science and everything, you know, and it was really, it's like going back to school for me. But I was just so intrigued. And obviously that's why Instagram obviously took off a bit more. And then, you know, I come out with my kind of like skin story, which everyone read. And I had great response from that. And that's when I thought, well, why not? Obviously, celebrity and chatty things is what I do. People know that from the podcast side of things. So I thought, why not put it on Instagram? And I want to choose Instagram for it because, like, Instagram, like, people think it's, like, the perfect world and, you know, you're just perfect and it's just not like that. And I really wanted to bring a real reality check to people, like, in these celebrities who have skin problems, you know, and bring that to light to people. And the show is that's incredible. I was just like sitting around just, you know, in my own little world, and I come up with the idea. It's just so random how my head works sometimes, you know.
And what did you learn from doing the show? Was there things about skincare that you learned yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah, it was. I interviewed someone actually recently, and they keep literally everything in the fridge. And you know, I do keep like eye patches in the fridge because they're very cooling and soothing, especially if you've got puffy eyes in the morning or, you know, late nights and all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
I have like a couple of hours sleep and they go, oh my god, and then your eyes are all puffy and then you have to go filming or whatever. So I always use that, but actually she put everything in there. So it was like, okay. But it was so interesting. And what I'm interested in is I think I've done around 40 episodes of that show, and everyone's different, you know, and that's what keeps it interesting, I guess.
And as a follow-up, you've got a new Instagram TV series, Acne Uncovered, as well.
Yes. So I launched that not like in between the Celebrity Skin Talks. So Celebrity Skin Talks pretty much ongoing. Acne Uncovered, because that's kind of personal to me. That's really hitting my strings. That's, you know, that's pulling my string. That's a sensitive subject for me. And I found these incredible 4 girls on Instagram who uses their page for positivity and sharing it with the world, which I think is absolutely incredible, like, them to do that. And I really wanted them to talk and share their everyday, you know, because quite, it's not nice, some stories they say in a way, like people, how they've been treated by other people in public, but very important for me to get that point across. And now I'm planning like a series 2, which is going to get 4 guys on there talking, because it's completely different stories. You know, they've got a different point of view on things, and that is very interesting to find out their side as well.
In terms of basic skincare rituals, if you like, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Scott, I have some skincare products in my cupboard, but I'm pretty crap at using them on, say, a daily or weekly basis. I might spot them in the cupboard from time to time and think, oh, a nice little treat for myself. But what do you think are the basic things that the majority of people are forgetting when it comes to skincare?
I know people not to really cleanse. They just like rinse the stuff with water in the morning, which is like okay, but obviously, you know, you've got to have a little bit of a cleanser. It just wipes away, you know, the dead skin cells. It gets your skin like ready for the day, right? Nice and prepped. SPF people, I know not people wear a lot of that. And it's quite crazy because SPF is the all round year thing. It's not just for summer. So like in the winter, it's more than important to do it as well, which we always forget about. And now hopefully I've taught a few people lessons on that. Because it's very effective, indoor heating and things. And it's like, even UV, like from like computers, phones, iPads, all those now, it's like UV, like, you know, kind of affects our skin. Uh-huh. And obviously the SPF blocks that. So it's more than important. So hopefully now they're taking that more on board. But SPF is a big one.
Oh my God. Well, Scott, we've reached the part of the show where I have to ask you, what is the worst gift you've ever been given?
I said, I don't know, I've been given a couple of different things. I think this is what happened, like, you know, like the first ever lockdown, like March of 2020, you know, that one. Because it was a very busy time for me. And I remember this brand sent me something. And this is what I thought it was the clipper. But, you know, it's lockdown, you know, we're all overgrown, you know, and all that. It's like, oh, fantastic. And then it came, and then I was like, right, reading everything about it. And then it was like some products in there was quite for like manly bits. And I'm thinking, what is this? Like, what's going on? And it was actually like a clipper for like the man bits, if you know what I mean.
It was a ball trimmer.
I was like, okay, like I've never been given something like that before, because like, you know, I wouldn't do that stuff. But not for me, you know, I'm all right there, you know, kind of thing. And then, it was like, that was like probably like the shocking one. So I opened it and I actually thought it was a beard one. I was like ready to do a video on this thing. And then I'm glad I actually looked into it a bit more, because if someone saw me post it, they really probably would have took the piss out of me a bit.
Yeah, certainly if you were putting the ball products on your face as well.
Yeah, they're thinking, what? I read it and it was like a bag, and it was like two products. And the shaver with guards as well. So obviously you would just assume, wouldn't you? It's like, oh, that's my beard. Fantastic. Yeah. Like, you know, it's great. I need this. And then it was just totally was not. And I was like, oh. And then it was called Manscaped, I think. So I was like, maybe I should have took the title, but I just didn't really take much notice of like, oh, Scape down there, you know?
The term influencer, Scott, gets overused at times. How do you define it yourself? Do you define it as the influence you have on others, or the influence that you can give to other brands, etc., to expose their products?
For me, like, I like to be more like as a creator, because I like to create things and create ideas. And that's how I try to push myself across, not so much of an influencer, because I can't push people to, you know, get this thing. I might recommend it. I might do something fun with it, like as a video wise, or, you know, chat about something quite seriously. But now in my career, probably for the last actually 3 years, I'm very, very picky on what I work with and who I work with. Normally I get a bit of a connection on the product and why, I mean, obviously where I've come from and how it's kind of maybe helped me in the way, or how what the brand even stands for is a positive message. That's what more grabs me these days. So I've turned down heck loads of work because I just don't believe in it in a way.
No, that's fair enough. To be honest. That's very honest of you as well. No, but that's completely fair enough. I understand that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, like weekly, like we get like people wanting to work, you know, and it's lovely to say, and it's a great opportunity to do that. But for me, it's like, you know, it's one big one I've been working with now, and they're not very well known, but you know, they're in, you know, that. The shops and stuff, but it's called Cetrabin, and they stand for so many positivity, body positivity, like just so much positive, and it's just amazing. And that's what I absolutely love about them. And when they invited me to sign on to work with them, I was like, absolutely, because I knew about them.
I mentioned at the start you had many strings to your bow. Of course, we've covered influencer, we've covered author, podcaster, but also actor, Scott, because I know that you're set to star in the new series of Sex Education on Netflix Series 3 hits Netflix on the 17th of September. How was the experience of working on such a big show?
It was more of a supporting role in a way. And it was like, you know, it was so much fun. It was like the biggest projection I've done so far. Team is massive behind the camera. You just would never believe it. Like, I'm quite surprised if there's so many people in this scene because it was on location. Like, I've been like signed not to say anything. So I'll say anything. But yeah, do you know what? It was incredible. It was amazing to watch the main kind of some of the cast members perform, so it's just quite fun to watch. And yeah, like, I'm excited to see what comes out of it, you know, and see it actually put together.
Yeah,
because when you're filming and one behind, you know, it was like about a 10-hour day, and so I'm quite intrigued to see what it's like when it's all like together. Like, oh, okay. I was like, how was it? You know, there I am.
I saw on your Instagram as well, you were in Casualty recently and you had quite a swanky trailer to go with it.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. That was location one. I've never been in the studio yet. But yeah, that was location as well. And yeah, I was a builder for 3 days on that one, which is so much fun. And that's why I love about this job. Even now I've been cast for in this movie, which starts filming in September. So that's now, surprisingly enough, we're doing rehearsals straight after this on Zoom, so it's like busy. But yeah, do you know what? And I'm very excited about this. It's different for me. It's definitely a different character I've never played before. So yeah, I'm just so excited about that as well.
Now, Scott, to wrap up, I got a couple of questions that I ask everybody that comes onto this show. If you could go right back to your childhood and rescue a gift you don't now have, what would you go back and rescue?
Do you know what? I'm getting back into retro stuff, and I would love to have like had my Game Boy.
Nice.
Yeah. And I had, I think my sister had the original one, and then the color, do you remember the color one?
Game Boy Color. It was fantastic. I have one of those somewhere. It's probably in the loft somewhere.
Oh, see, I don't even know where it's gone. And I had it, and I was like, I wish I had that still now, you know, not to play, but just to have.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And if you could go right back to the beginning of your career journey and give yourself a gift to help to get where you are now, what gift would you give yourself?
Money. I was like, just give me loads of money, I'll be fine, you know. But yeah, you know, or just kind of maybe an office, because obviously just got really hectic. Set everything up nice and proper because I was so mobile for so long.
And Scott, where can people find out more about you and what you do?
Well, my main platform is Instagram, which is Scott McLean Official. So anything I've got coming up, my new film that will be getting announced very shortly. And then, yeah, that would be like the platform to check it out on. But on all the socials, you know.
Fantastic. Scott, it's been great to have you here. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much, James. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of You Really Shouldn't Have. Be sure to subscribe to us on your chosen podcast service to make sure you never miss another episode. You can find us on both Twitter and Instagram @BadGiftsPod, as well as online at badgiftspod.com.